Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
I'm Nate Burleson, and welcome to CBS Mornings on the Go. Ahead on this Monday, June 8th, CBS News investigates a dangerous trend: doctors prescribing peptide drugs that are not FDA approved. We will show you the potential serious side effects. Plus, are you bummed out by the job search? Feel like you're hitting dead ends? You are not alone. We will talk to an expert about how to break through. We'll also hear from legendary film director Steven Spielberg about his new movie, Disclosure Day. It's all about a world where aliens have been in touch. And Monday means Beg Knows America. Today, he's in New Orleans with another inspirational story about the power of a good coach. It'll make you cry in a good way, so grab your tissues. All that and more ahead. Now to a CBS News investigation. Peptides are becoming hugely popular. Everyone seems to be promoting them, from online influencers to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. One kind of peptide is a weight loss drug still in development, touted as Ozempic on steroids. It has not been approved by the FDA. Adam Yamaguchi found that hasn't stopped doctors from offering it, and that could be dangerous.
All right, Reddit Week 3!
Online, they call it Retta, a drug that promises to curb hunger, shed fat, and retain muscle.
Retta makes it so much easier.
But the drug Retatrutide is still in clinical trials, not approved by the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, which means it is not deemed safe for patient use.
More info on Retta has dropped. This is probably the craziest thing.
And yet, a CBS News investigation found many doctors willing to prescribe it, and people are already injecting it themselves. Kevin Bukpesi is one of them.
I was maybe a little less hungry at night, but then on maybe day 3 or 4, the complete shift in my mindset. I did not think about food.
But the benefits came with side effects, enough to drive him to emergency care 3 times.
The heart rate was something I noticed immediately, and it was just, I couldn't sleep.
He's documenting it all on TikTok.
If you're right out, drink a lot of water.
Outside clinical trials, federal law prohibits making and selling drugs that haven't been FDA approved. But the internet and the GLP-1 weight loss craze is changing all of that.
It actually turns your body into a fat-burning machine.
Our investigation found dozens of doctors and nurses testing the rules, with 125 medical vendors promoting access to Retta online or in person at so-called med spas.
This first stop advertises Retatrutide on its website.
Before we showed up, we had called and emailed clinics advertising Retatrutide. Most didn't respond.
Hello. Hi there. My name is Adam Yamaguchi. I'm with CBS News.
The staff told us they didn't offer the drug.
Okay. Because it's still on your website.
At another office, another explanation.
So a woman inside told me that they did offer Retatrutide at some point.
And through a cracked open door at Vermont Med Spa.
It's not FDA approved. So we just want to ask him some questions about how he's able to do that.
The doctor there later called us back and denied prescribing the drug.
You created a whole web page advertising it.
For at least 21 spas like this one, no sooner did we ask than the internet offers disappeared.
It's deeply disappointing.
Dr. Peter Lurie is a former FDA official and president of the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
Those products should not be being sold to consumers with health claims. And if they are, the FDA should be going after them.
Lurie says the FDA process is supposed to protect patients.
You have no assurance of safety. You have no assurance that it's been properly manufactured. And you have no assurance that it will work.
The FDA has sent 14 warning letters to companies that have advertised Retatrutide since 2024. Last month, Alabama became the latest state to issue a warning to doctors. Back at the gym, Bukpesi tells us he's still taking Retatrutide.
Doctors, if they hear your story, they would say, Kevin, you've made yourself a lab rat. I believe everyone does something that's like a little experimental. That's just how the humans are.
Now, Eli Lilly, which makes Retta, has objected to the spree of ads and posts about the drug, saying anyone purporting to sell Retatrutide to consumers is breaking the law. The FDA tells us Retta has not yet been found safe or effective for any condition.
And it doesn't matter to people, apparently, that it hasn't been FDA approved.
Not at all. I've spoken to countless young people, men who are in great shape, who say, in fact, the fact that it has not been FDA approved is, if anything, it's a positive because, one, we don't trust big pharma, and two, the prices are manageable at this point.
Where are they getting it from?
You can go to med spas. There are some doctors who prescribe this illegally. You can also just go to a peptide website and order it. A lot of this comes from China.
And they're saying it's working. It's working, so we'll keep doing it. But that's scary.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't know what the long-term side effects may be.
Yeah.
All right. Adam, thank you.
Today's job market, you know this, is full of uncertainty, and many job seekers say they just feel stuck with a capital S. LinkedIn's latest workforce report found hiring rates are nearly 5% lower than a year ago. Yikes, and more than 20% lower than before the pandemic. That doesn't sound good. So what can job applicants do to counter all of this? LinkedIn career expert Catherine Fisher is here to help you tackle some of the biggest job search struggles. Catherine, always good to have you here because you always have good advice for people.
Loved it.
But this is the thing. You send out interviews, you make the calls, your resume's out there, but you're not getting any interviews. You send out resumes and you keep calling and nobody responds.
It's so frustrating. And we hear this all the time. And what's happening is that people are, you know, in this desperation of, oh my gosh, this is so challenging. Yes. I'm going to keep applying to roles that maybe or maybe I'm not the right fit for. So to get that call back, you're going to be wanted really strategic in terms of where you're applying based on your skills and experience. Focus on being the right fit. That's your key. And then you also want to lean into your network. It's really important that you are stepping into that network and asking for help. Mm. Your network is going to help open doors for you. We know that 38% of hiring managers say that they're going to look at a resume if it's someone that's been referred to them. Yes.
What's the best way to use AI?
Well, be very selective about it. It can help you around the edges. What's happening is because people are using AI for their, you know, resumes and cover letters, right, is that they're starting to sound like everyone else. So this is the issue. If you have 500 other people who sound just like you, you're not going to stand out, and your job is to stand out. So use it to help you, but put your personal stamp on it, whether it is an impact that you had on a company, a business problem, something unique to your experience.
A personal story.
Exactly.
What's a good opening line? I like to say, I play nicely with others. After a while, people read it and it all sounds the same. Give me a great opening line to get somebody's attention.
Companies love to see how you help solve a business problem.
Okay.
So lead with, the company asked me to solve this problem and here's how I did it. And here are the skills that I used to solve that
problem.
Here
were the results.
I know a lot of people who are looking for work right now, and I'm just curious because I hear them complaining a lot and very worried. Is the job market as bad as it feels, or is there hope for people out there looking right now?
It's a mixed bag. So yes, companies are hiring. It's 5% down, you know, according to our data. But because it's taking longer and so many people are applying, it's feeling very dire right now. But, you know, this is why it's so important to be strategic in terms of how you're looking for that job. But, yeah, it doesn't feel great right now.
You talk about, you've seen a rise in something called job hugging, where people cling onto a job they don't really like just because they don't want to get out there in the job market.
Yes.
What's the best way? When do you know it's time to go, and how do you handle something like that? Because job hugging doesn't sound good either.
No, it's not good. So, first, be reflective. Why are you job hugging? And if you're kind of like, I'm looking for something, but I'm not sure, but I'm going to just stay here, really be introspective in terms of why do you feel like, A, you have to stay there, and B, what makes you want to stay or want to leave? So being really clear about what that next step is. And then when you're ready to make a next step, start doing it while you're job hugging.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like when, you know, you have a leaky roof. Don't wait till the rainy season to fix it. Do it when it's sunny outside. You will have much more success.
Yeah, the problem is we have bills to pay, right? Yeah, so you got to stay in jobs sometimes when you don't like them.
Yeah, my mom used to say it's always easier to get a job from a job. Is that still true?
I believe it is.
Right. Catherine Fisher, thank you so much for being with us. Coming up, we're talking with director Steven Spielberg about his new movie, Disclosure Day. We're back in 90 seconds.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.
Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg has made his 34th feature film, Disclosure Day. It opens on Friday, and he talked about it with Ben Mankiewicz for CBS Sunday Morning. Disclosure Day explores what would happen if all the evidence about UFOs and alien life was released to the entire world, and it proved we are not alone. Here's part of their conversation that didn't air on Sunday Morning.
Think about this. When the great unknown is actually known by some, but not known by all of us. It's that inequity that got me to write the story for Disclosure Day.
I sense a different degree of passion about this. Like, you're very pleased with how this came out.
Yeah, I am. I am. I mean, the movie for me is a summation of my life in science fiction, which is started when I was 17 years old.
Disclosure Day is part chase flick.
Now!
Part 70s thriller, and part big tech conspiracy, all colliding to make it a sci-fi story for a cynical modern audience.
You're credited, story by Steven Spielberg, screenplay by David Koepp. So this story is yours. You wrote it, and where'd you write it?
I just wrote it the summer of 2023. I just sat down, spent 2 months writing. I wrote a 50, 60 page single space story.
But literally, where did you write it? Like, on what manner did you write this?
On my iPad.
Right, in the little notes section of your iPad.
Then, well, you know, everybody has it, right? We have a notes section.
Yeah.
That's where I wrote it. And then I printed it out and would read it and then go back to my iPad again.
It's pretty great.
Thank you, Steve Jobs.
The cast is led by Emily Blunt.
Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today.
Playing a meteorologist who inherits sudden gifts that she does not understand.
I think it's a two-hander, but I also think it's an ensemble movie. I think it's very well balanced between Colman Domingo's character, Colin Firth, and Josh, and Emily, and Eve Hewson, and then Wyatt Russell's terrific and really funny.
Yeah, I laughed a lot. Like, this is funny.
Yeah, well, you know, life is funny sometimes, and especially when you paint yourself into a corner. You need laughs because of the tension. You got to give the audience a chance to not stress themselves into a nervous breakdown while they're watching any film.
Spielberg calls Disclosure Day a bookend to his 1977 blockbuster, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But the universal curiosity he expresses in both movies dates all the way back to a starry night, roughly 70 years ago.
I was about 5 or 6 years old. I was living in New Jersey. And when your father comes in the bedroom and wakes you up from a sound sleep and puts you in a car, and I kept saying, Dad, what is it? What is it? He said, it's a surprise. And he stopped at a big park, and it was the Perseus meteor shower. And that was the beginning of my love affair with the sky. I remember how shocked I was, but I also remember seeing these points of light darting across the sky, you know. And I just remember thinking that was one of the most extraordinary things I had ever seen.
He's been exploring the extraordinary ever since.
Do you think that there are aliens here? And do you think they might still be here?
Based on the circumstantial evidence of everything that I've gathered throughout my whole life and all the testimonies in Congress that I've heard, I absolutely think that they have been here and they are here. And who knows, maybe they've always been here.
Have you ever had any sort of paranormal event in your life? Nothing?
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
I deserve a sighting. I need a sighting. I'm an ambassador for these guys and they haven't shown themselves to me. I don't get that.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, they're listening now, so maybe they'll.
I hope so.
Be careful what you ask for, right. Steven Spielberg. They're going to be knocking at your door. I love everything he does.
Yes.
He is such a class act and so good at what he does.
That's right. Can't Coming wait. Up, Beg Knows America. Stick around. It's always good. We'll be right back.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.
Welcome back to CBS Mornings. It is time to bring you some of the stories that are talk of the table this morning. Eva, what do you got for us?
So I saw this, and my question to you is, would you eat bread or drink beer if you knew some of it was like really old, like ancient?
No.
Wait till you hear Rich.
Old bread.
It's not old bread. Sourdough bread, you know, was all the rage during the pandemic.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Simple to make at home, just flour, water, yeast. But what if the yeast dates back to, you know, 3300 BC?
Say what?
Yeah. Scientists say they recently discovered that yeast from an ancient caveman. They got it out of the caveman named Utsi. Remarkably preserved in a glacier, and they used it to bake sourdough bread. They are also hoping they can use that yeast to brew beer. Would you eat it or drink
it? I don't want it to look like a biology class where it looks like the amoeba in the petri dish.
But you have to feed sourdough the yeast, you know? So, right. I mean,
I would try it.
Would you?
Yeah,
I would not.
Why not? No.
No.
But this is a guy who says the Spurs are going to win in seven, Eva.
So, it was like, he's a crazy man.
Yeah, he's a crazy person.
He's been saying crazy stuff all week. Man.
Yes, my talk of the table is New York Knicks fever. We all have it in many forms, and there are many. So, Nate, you know.
Yep.
You had the Spurs in seven. Are you still sticking with that?
That's right.
Spurs okay.
in seven.
All right. This Knicks fan may have you beat.
My mayor Muslim, my bagel's Jewish, my Christian New York, Knicks in
I love this guy. Then there's a celebrity fan, Fat Joe. He was in the stands doing his part to distract Wimby during free throws. Apparently, the people say that it worked. Long time Knicks fan. There's Spike Lee. Took a victory lap through the city. He was in Fort Greene in Brooklyn on Friday night. He's riding like the Pope Mobile, waving at everybody. I thought that was hilarious. After the team won game two, you go, Spike Lee. I love that shot. And here's a sign outside a church that says, We know God loves everyone, but we are praying for the Knicks. I Amen. Love that. Superfan Timothée Chalamet shared a photo of icing his knees because he said, being a devoted fan causes a lot of wear and tear on the body. You go, Timothy. Man. Something tells me he'll be there tonight. And when a local bar, this is my favorite, filled up during the game time, a Knicks fan used his fire escape to project the telecast against the wall of a building.
That's so cool.
So everybody in the street could see. This is why you love New York.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
They are
no
so doubt. Varied here and come in all shapes, forms, and sizes.
Also, where is he keeping that in his apartment?
Yeah, no
I know
doubt.
He brought out a little projector. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I'm excited for Knicks fans. I'm going to continue to troll you because I've already committed to the act. But
I hope you survive. I hope you're not maimed on the street.
No, shout out to the Knicks fans and the Knicks.
Oh, don't try to clean it up now.
I'm not trying to clean it up.
Don't try to clean it up now.
Person seven.
Okay.
Let me get to my talk to the table.
Okay.
Stop it. Stop it. All right.
Do you have a good talk at the table?
I do have a good talk at the table.
Okay.
My talk at the table is my youngest daughter, Mia, celebrating her sweet 16.
All right.
So we threw a big party for Mia, complete with showgirls and sushi. We called this big party Mia Pearl's World. Her middle name is Pearl. Shout out to Young Dylan and rap artist Kyle. They both performed. Her brothers came home from college. There they are right there flanking us. My wife's side of family, my side of the family. You know, it was a really, really good affair. There's our daddy-daughter dance. And here's a special moment from that night.
I have an amazing family. My mom, my dad, my brothers, my extended family, your older brothers, of course your mother. But there's something about you. When this world gets heavy and I see you, everything is as light as a feather.
Let's go, Dad.
Let's go,
That's
Dad.
My baby girl. Yes. That's my baby girl. So shout out to Maria and Felina's, the restaurant. Steve from Jersey Street Productions. Robbie, he's the DJ. Brandon, videographer. Cassidy, photographer. And, of course, I have to shout out my wife because everything you see comes from the brain of who we like to call in our house Party Planner Barbie, Atoya Brooks.
No, she looks, Mia looks so great.
Yeah.
John Tower loves it when we do family stories, so I'm so glad that you're doing this.
Yeah,
are you okay?
What a great night, 16. Nate.
I saw her walk out.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous.
Immediately, I got emotional.
Yeah.
I'm 2 years away from being an empty nester, and I am not ready to let my daughter go. But it's part
of I love the shot right here, Eva. I love the showgirls. Mia looks gorgeous.
She looks stunning.
Yeah, the first thing I said when she walked out, when I had the microphone was, I remember when she was four, I used to say to her, stay this age, don't ever grow up. And her little voice, she'd say, I'm going to try, Daddy.
Oh.
But the reality is, as much as I did want her to stay young forever, there's so much joy in seeing her get older.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud.
You have the nicest family.
Thank you for giving
the
me
nicest.
The platform to show my family some love. And happy birthday, Mia, once again.
It's Monday. That means it's time for Beg Knows America, where CBS News contributor David Begno finds a heart in every story. That is what he does. You might know that David has a weekly podcast. It's called A Person Who Believed in Me. So this week, he's asking your friends, your neighbors, you, who believed in you? And then he lets them tell their own stories.
New Orleans. A city that has never met a stranger.
I'm doing an interview.
You're doing a great job.
We set up a microphone in the heart of the French Quarter with a simple question. Who believed in you?
My wife. She took me in as a project, as every good woman does with the ratchet man.
My sister Janet is the one that continues to believe in me and support me like no other.
We hadn't been out there long when a 23-year-old jogged by us and told me that he had seen me on television that morning.
It's David, good morning.
He'd come looking for us.
It's funny because I was watching the news this morning. I'm like, hey, David Begno.
People walk up and they tell us about the person who believed in them and how it did something for them.
Absolutely.
Do you want to do that?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Just step up. Step up.
It's here. All right. I'm usually not in front of the microphone, so I have to like...
No. It'll pick you up.
Turns out Chris Wuerl was a lot more comfortable behind a camera than in front of one. For 2 years, he had been filming and editing game tape for the Tulane football team.
That was a heck of a catch.
This past May, he earned his master's degree in sports studies.
Go, baby, go!
But to understand where Chris is now, you have to go back to Champaign, Illinois, and a baseball coach named Joe Yeager.
You know, going into high school, I kind of was a scrawny kid, really socially awkward, didn't believe in myself, played baseball, wasn't that amazing. And then, so out of happenstance, I get recommended to go to this guy's gym, and then, you know, he randomly decided, like, hey, I believe in this kid. You know, I believe that, you know, he's someone that can make a change in someone's life someday, have a positive impact.
We tracked Coach Yeager down at his gym in Illinois, and when he told us how Chris first showed up, it almost ended before it started.
First day of the gym, and you know, new session. We kind of had this invite only, or we knew who was going to come prior to. And I look over, and there's a man standing there with his son, and they're like, here, we're here for training. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, we're going to, you know, we're probably not going to be able to take you on. So as the father walked out, something occurred to me, and I kind of went down. I said, hey, wait a minute.
Chris was the band kid, scrawny, shy, and no obvious reason to bet on him. But Yeager called that dad back.
You know, he would talk, and I think everybody else would kind of be like, yeah, Chris, that's right. And Chris really started to realize, like, wow, okay, what I'm saying has some relevance and some importance.
Chris trained hard. With Yeager in his corner, he made varsity and the starting lineup.
As that confidence started to come through sports, you really just seen his whole personality just really come alive. And I was like, okay, I think this kid can do even bigger and better things. Okay, I got it.
I'm usually not in front of the microphone, so I had to like...
We wanted to show Coach Yeager what his former player had to say about him.
I want to talk about today a coach that I had growing up. So Coach Joe Yeager is his name, from Champaign, Illinois. He welcomed me into his room. I was with a bunch of people older than me. They had no idea who I was. And, you know, I really became a part of that group. It became a family. And I learned how to believe in myself and how to pass that on to other people.
What was it about what he did that amounted to a belief in you that makes you feel sort of the gratitude that you're expressing?
Well, he kind of invested in me when no one else did, you know, because I was not someone, I was very introverted, very shy, not the type of person to go up to someone and say, hey, would you please help me? He was the one that lent out that hand. He was like, hey, I can help you. Look at where I was then and look at where I am now. And so I try to spread that as much as I can to other people, that everyone has a place in this world, no matter who you are.
Wow. One of the things that I think are missing in sports is giving everyone a chance to lead. And Chris just blossomed.
Then we thought, why not let them hear it from each other?
What's up, boy? Man, Chris, you got me out there crying, buddy.
You saw what I said?
Man, kiddo.
That's how you train me. That's how you train me. It's all you, coach. It's all you.
No, man, you did it.
You know how easy it would have been for you when I walked into the gym that one night with my alligator hat or whatever, for you to turn me away and say, hey, this is a closed group, you know, and when you lent me a hand at a point where I didn't really have much direction, thank you so much for everything you've done for me.
Let me tell you something, Chris, you're welcome, but thank you, you know, because it's kids like you that give me an opportunity to coach, and if it wasn't for you, you know, what would I be doing?
One coach, one decision. One kid who never forgot either.
Our defense, you can turn away.
There's a lot of people out there that like think they're kind of useless and don't really have a purpose in life. There's a place out there for you. You know, you just have to put yourself out there and go find it.
Amen.
Thank you, Chris and Coach Yeager. It's so much fun to take a stranger on the street and turn it into that. We got a new episode of the podcast. My guest today is actually a friend of the show, CBS Mornings, Sebastian Maniscalco. Here's an exclusive clip.
I was never the class clown. Pretty shy kid. I didn't speak to this lady, and she gave me the biggest opportunity that I think I could have asked for. Worst night ever bombing. But
what was the lesson?
After I got off stage, I can't wait to do this again.
It is streaming live now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, can't wait to hear Sebastian. He's great. But can we go back to Coach Yeager? I want to meet him, David.
Oh, man.
Number one, what a beautiful smile and what a beautiful story. Where is Coach Yeager? I'm serious. Where is he? That was great.
Ask yourself who believed in you and call them today and say thank you.
Guess he didn't want to tell me where Coach Yeager is. Okay. Okay, David. Thanks. That'll do it for us. We'll see you tomorrow on CBS Mornings. It was great. Take it easy.
That was funny. And we do thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow in your feed and Monday through Friday on your local CBS stations starting at 7 a.m.
Paramount Podcasts.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Criminal Minds Evolution is back on Paramount Plus.
Do you think it's possible to discern some hidden pattern shared by all serial killers?
With a new killer each week.
I see those wheels turning.
When a copycat killer emerges, the BAU will form a dark alliance with a familiar foe.
Elias, would you help us?
This season, evil is contagious.
Once it starts, it can't be stopped.
Criminal Minds Evolution. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus.